what she needs to know. She's got the game show.
What's going on with you today?
This week even. Guess what I just came from?
Where?
I came from the Ube Festival in Chinatown.
What'd you have?
I had the option of having a ube-based bubble tea. If you don't know ube, it's a purple yam that's big in the Philippines. And I went with mango.
You went to the Ube Festival and you opted for mango.
It's the same. I feel like it's kind of like when I went to Coney Island and all I did was eat fried chicken.
Wow.
But so
you didn't have one single bite, any morsel of ube.
Oh, you know what? Okay. So for lunch, my little sister wanted, I went this morning because my sister wanted me to meet her new boyfriend. And so we went and, for lunch, I got a Filipino dish called dinuguan, which is something I grew up with and ate at family parties or whatever. And it is, I believe it is usually beef cooked in its own blood or pork blood or something. And when you stew it, it turns brown. So when you grow up, you're told that it's just chocolate meat. And then you eat it over rice. And I ate it. And so now I have pork blood burps.
Wow. Wow. How's that going up?
I love it.
You love it.
Do you get that? Like, I guess it's not good for other people, but... You know when you eat garlic or onions and then you
sure.
taste it in your breath?
Uh-huh. You like that.
I like that. I think...
Good memories.
Yeah. I get nostalgic for like the prior 15 minutes that I ate it. And it's like, those were great times.
And it was like kind of a... I feel like it's a hot dish. It's like served pretty hot.
Yeah. Not like... Do you mean like temperature-wise?
Like it's a warm food.
It's a warm food, yes.
Because I feel like this is the day because it finally stopped being hot outside. I feel like any other day seems like a lot of hot beef might be tough.
Yeah.
And especially the last couple of weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
The Ube Festival was planning on this being the first day of mild weather.
Yeah. And I had a rice-based treat that had ube in it. So that's...
What was that?
I forget what it's called. It's there's a word for it, but for some reason it's also a Spanish word that you can't say on air, but for some reason it's the same word in whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. I'll say okay.
It's a bad word in another language, but it's a normal word in my homeland's language.
Okay, I'll take it. Family friendly in all languages. Yeah. That's Dr. Game Show.
Imagine if you were in Asia and they ate a dish called jerk chicken.
Okay.
Or poop face or something.
I understand.
Yeah, it's kind of something. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a little treat.
How about you? Did you go to any festival or anything?
This morning?
Yeah.
No, I didn't go to a festival this morning.
Meet anyone's girlfriend or boyfriend?
No, I didn't meet anyone's girlfriend or boyfriend. I went for a brisk walk and I went to a diner.
By yourself?
No.
Someone.
I went with Mike DeCenzo. But I will say this is that I have been trying to cut back on coffee and it's not.
Really?
I don't have anything to give you.
And you were in a diner. And
I have nothing to give you. Do you understand?
Coffee. You know what? I thought today, because today I felt off too because it was crowded and I was socially awkward for most of the day. And I was like, this is going to be my off day. I'm going to let Joe carry everything.
No.
And this is the same week that you're trying to cook coffee.
Oh, no. Well,
like
well,
off days.
Someone's gonna bring this home. I know it.
I mean, it's nice outside, so everyone should just go outside.
Yeah, I do. I think it's like, you know, some people are listening to this. You know, you try to think, where are people going when they're listening to this? You know, because usually people aren't. I would say a lot of our listeners, if I had to guess, I think they sit quietly facing a blank wall.
You don't think nicely of our listeners.
No, I was saying that it's total and complete 100% focus. Oh,
they're present.
Yeah. Not going on some commute. I think they're staring at a blank wall quietly.
You don't think... I feel like a good amount of them are either driving their kids to school or walking their dog.
Okay. Well, we'll take an informal poll with the people here, but it is
eating, we'll see what happens. Eating beans out of a trough.
A trough?
Trough? Trough? What's the thing they have at baseball stadiums?
Trough?
Trough. Yeah.
Like but what people farms. Urinate into?
Yeah, but for farms.
I think it is a trough.
Right? Trough. Trough.
No, I think you can. I think I've heard it with like a OU sound, and you sound like you're saying it like you're a dog that's barking.
Trough. Trough.
Yeah, I think it's trough.
Trough. Close.
So maybe it's an AH like sound.
Trough.
Oh, we figured that one out.
That's
next.
What Alex said. Thank you.
Next problem. We'll get you. Next problem. We're on
next
it.
Next problem. Okay. What do we got?
Well, we've got a really great show ahead of us. I'll say that.
I agree.
Are you ready to play some games?
Yeah, but not till you had your coffee.
Gulp, gulp, gulp. All if right. You're new to this podcast, this is a show where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with our in-studio... No. We play them with the people on Zoom. Some of them we've never met before. In fact, I'd say most of them we've never met before. And always it turns out to be everyone's a little bit odd.
Like they stare at the wall.
We'll see what happens if we have some odd guests today, but it's hard to say. But usually when you come on the show, you're a little bit odd. Okay, so...
What do you think the ratio is?
Of odd to non-odd?
Six.
I think all six of them are going to be odd.
Six odd?
Six odd. Let's talk to some of these people. Okay, so this first game we're going to play is called... Landmark, more like Blandmark. Wow. Submitted by Kate Littleton from Terceira, Azores Islands, Portugal.
Wow.
I definitely said that wrong, but you want to take a shot at it, Manolo?
Okay. Pronouncing it or the song?
Pronouncing it.
Terceira.
Wow.
Oh, it's Portuguese. Yeah.
Wow.
Torcer.
Well, I'm just so impressed and I'm ashamed of myself for what I said. And, you know, I could ask Alex to edit it out, but he won't. And we just have to move on from that. Okay, so take it away with the theme song. Are you giggling?
Yeah.
Why are you giggling?
I don't know. Okay. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
About what?
We'll see.
What about? What are we seeing about?
Because I wanted to see if I could sing the whole theme song in that accent, but I don't think I could.
Okay, great. Okay, let's see. Just say the name and then go into it. Just warm up.
The name of the game?
No, the name of the place in Portugal.
The chair.
Go for it.
Landmark. More like... I don't know if I'm being racist.
It's hard to say what you're doing exactly. More like
Landmark.
It just seems like you're kind of pretending to be like a... like you're in the hospital, I think it's kind of the accent it seems like is happening.
Like I'm a patient or a doctor?
A patient, not a doctor. A patient.
Please help me.
Yeah, it does seem like you are...
I can't get the food out.
Oh, wow. This is getting sad. Okay.
Please can you bring me back home.
Please bring me back home? Oh, wow.
Portugal.
Wow. Do you want to do an alt just in case?
All right. Welcome here to Landmark, more Landmark. Oh. We're gonna meet everyone at Landmark or Landmark.
Wow, and that was in you, and you still wanted to do the first one. Okay, so thank you, Manolo. Wow. Okay, so let's talk to Nikki in Raleigh, North Carolina. Nikki, let's see what's going on with Nikki. Nikki, are you there? Nikki. No? Nikki?
She muted the audio.
She's done.
Sorry. Hi.
Hey, there we go. Can you hear me? Hi, Nikki. What's going on?
I'm at a dog birthday party.
Okay.
What?
Wow. 1 for 6. Excellent. Okay. So what do you mean by that?
It's our dog's birthday. So we got a bunch of water toys. Like a splash pad and stuff in the backyard, but so far he's not interested in them, but we're having fun.
So
he's
you're
just
playing...
running around.
Okay,
how many humans and how many dogs are there?
There's 2 dogs and 4 humans. He doesn't have a lot of dog friends. He's he's a border collie, an Australian shepherd mix, and he overwhelms other dogs.
Sounds like it.
He's too powerful.
He is too powerful.
Whoa. And what's his birth? How old is he?
He's 5.
Well, that's a good age. That's a good age for a dog.
I think so.
Hey, Nikki, which song do you prefer of Manolo's for the theme song?
I'll be honest with you. I was in the sprinkler when he was singing,
amazing.
So I only heard part of it.
That's amazing. But
yeah, you're forgetting that.
Let's hope
that
everybody
she's
was in the sprinkler. Let's hope everybody that's listening was in the sprinkler.
She's coming out of the sprinkler to talk to
us. I think
us.
It's better than staring at the wall.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, yeah, wait. How do you listen? Do you listen to Dr. Game Show? I'm assuming you do, but who's
I do. I do. That'd be wild if I didn't and I was here.
No, we've heard worse. And so you, and how do you listen to Dr. Game Show? When do you typically listen?
I listen sometimes. Like driving to work sometimes.
You have a dog.
While doing dishes.
Are you walking your dog and listening to a podcast?
No, it's actually not my dog. It's my roommate's dog. So I'm like just the dog aunt. So I don't have to be responsible. I just get to play with him.
Mm. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Be a party.
That's a really good deal. Okay, and so now you and usually, so Alex has like Alex does some like in engagement with people that call in, and usually gets a lot of fun facts. And the only thing you told him is today is my dog's birthday, which turns out to be a lie. It's your roommate's dog's birthday, so we really know nothing about you at all.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm a little bit of an enigma.
Did you want to keep it that way?
I don't know. What do you think is better for like the storyline?
Oh, the storyline. Right. Well, each episode is a narrative. That's
true. Yeah, only the real fans have noticed that.
Right. The real fans. I guess, Nikki, maybe you could tell us like one mysterious thing about you just to kind of get so people understand what kind of mysterious you are.
I know Latin and ancient Greek.
Could you say like ring ring on the telephone?
In ancient Greek.
The problem with that is they did not have telephones.
Why not?
Maybe yeah, it's
that's
like,
I mean, that's why they didn't last, I think.
Could you say like ring ring on the morning bell? It's Joe Joe morning bell.
Joe morning bell. Morning bell. Well, morning. I don't know how to say bell.
Horn.
But we can just
horn. Yeah, horn? Ring ring.
Oh, cornua.
Okay, great. Cordua. Okay. Beep beep on the corner. What?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of. Oh, I didn't know. I don't know why I would say that I can speak Latin, ancient Greek, and not expect to get quizzed.
Listen, if you come up with it, no pressure right now. But just that's what we want.
Are you more
okay?
Are you more of like writing ancient Greek stuff?
I've done more reading. I went to school for it.
Well. Yeah, listen, you can always, Nikki, the thing that people don't really take into account is you can always disappoint us. You know what I mean? Ask for something and you can say no, and we will say, okay, we understand. I mean, we'll be disappointed, but there's nothing, yeah. There's nothing, you know.
You could just say, hey, I have to go back to the sprinklers.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's circle back. We'll circle back on the translation. I will follow up with you on that.
It turns out that your roommate is the one that could speak ancient Greek.
Whoa
I'm just stealing their life.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, okay, this is getting more and more mysterious. Okay,
for the narrative.
Okay, so this is what Kate writes. One player picks a famous landmark from anywhere in the world and gives it a 1-star review without naming it. Manolo has to guess the landmark. If he can guess it, magnet. If not, also magnet. Wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So
that's really generous.
So you give it a 1-star review and kind of give us some hints. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got something in mind?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Here we go, Nikki. Go for it.
1-star. It doesn't even look finished. There's no walls. It's just a bunch of steel beams disconnected, not filled in.
Wow. Manolo, do you know this?
Is it Stonehenge?
No, I think that one's made of stone.
Oh, I think
it's not called steel beam hinge.
I thought you were being loose about it.
Loose.
That's fair.
Okay. Is it the Colosseum?
No.
By steel Colosseum. Beams. By Colosseum, I mean Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Well. Wow, Manolo.
That's the one.
You did it. And even if he didn't, you'd still, I guess, get the magnet according to these messed up rules.
What a fun game.
Well, Nikki, really good job. You are getting a custom magnet. Nice work. Enjoy the dog birthday party. We'll come back
to you
soon. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's talk to Adam in Durham, North Carolina. Wow. Rally and now Durham.
Mm-mm.
Adam?
Hey.
Are you at the dog birthday party? How close are Raleigh and Durham?
I don't know. Maybe like 40 minutes on a good day.
You could go to that dog birthday party.
Yeah, well, we have two dogs. We weren't invited though.
We could have brought them.
Who's this?
No. No.
What?
Yeah. What? It's my wife, Kendra.
Kendra. Hi, Kendra.
Hi.
And our kiddo, Remy's here too.
Remy, where are you?
Remy.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Remy. Okay. Wow. So we were just talking to Adam, but turns out we're getting a whole family situation. And now you also have these. Okay. One of your dogs is 16 years old. What are you feeding this dog? How does it like?
Special dog food, actually, because she's in like kidney failure right now. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. So, but she's still going. I mean, she's like the Highlander. So yeah, she's on special kidney dog food, and it's very expensive. Okay. You know, the joys of being a pet owner. And the other one, I don't know, eats anything.
Yeah.
Mm. We found age.
Scully is a 16-year-old.
That's right.
How big is Scully?
She's 45 pounds.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She's big for a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
She's not supposed to be here.
Wow. Well, okay. I'm interested in this.
45 is big.
Well, she's not, she's just like not a little dog. Usually
Little dogs usually live really
fast. Yeah. Low
full big dogs. Well, thank you so much. It's really nice to hear.
I'm learning.
Manolo, did you see that Remy made?
Yeah, I remember this drawing that Remy made.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How old was Remy?
She was 7 when she drew, when they drew the previous one. And now they just drew you guys an update. And,
There's an update.
Yeah. There was an update. Yeah.
Yeah. We just sent it today.
Oh gosh. Oh. Okay, great. Remy,
prize field.
Remy, would you consider Manolo your muse, or what's the relationship there?
Are you inspired by Manolo?
Yeah.
Kind of like drawing unicorns.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I see it.
Wow.
That's so good.
Honestly,
go ahead.
Okay. This is huge.
Anime influenced?
Oh, very.
Very much so. No. Remy says no.
Okay, well, what is it?
It's your style.
Yeah, it's my friend's art style.
Your friend's art style.
Yeah. Okay. Friend influenced.
Honestly, the evolution here is, there's some wild, because the one before, there seems to be like, I mean, Manolo, you went from wearing what appears to be a sheer top.
Oh, I thought I was an octopus that grew up to be an anime boy.
No, this is you. You had a sheer top.
I see it.
I'd say Bart Simpson inspired hair.
Yeah.
And then you kind of became, I would say, a photorealistic boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I became a heartthrob.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
I thought that was a cape, actually.
Remy's working pretty hard right now.
Yeah.
So. Good job, you guys.
Wait, Remy, was it a cape or a sheer shirt? We need to know.
I have no idea. Remember?
Oh, we'll never know.
How old are you now, Remy? From 11? 7 to 11.
I have to imagine it's a sheer shirt. That's what
jump in style.
I think it is. I think it is.
I think it's a robe. I forgot what
robe. A robe, of course, a robe.
Mom sent it to me recently. I'll show.
Yeah. Manolo's voice has robe vibes, I think.
Wow.
Yeah,
a big Lebowski vibe.
Right, I don't know.
It's like a see-through robe or something.
A see-through robe.
Oh, Joe Wynn's, I guess.
Just hair.
A see-through robe. Thank goodness. Yeah.
Like, I have a hair bottom.
No, his body's hair.
His body's made of hair.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, this is. I mean, the more I learn about the artist process, the more I'm truly intrigued. Wow.
We're all creators here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For real. Okay, and. So Remy, you grew up in North Carolina, but Kendra and Adam, you're from Massachusetts?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Is Durham the place where the staircase happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on. Why do you got to do that? Why do you got to put true crime in there?
I just saw the docuseries again a few months ago.
Oh, you rewatched it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That worth a rewatch?
Yeah, that's a rough
I was seeing it with someone who's never seen it.
You hear owls at night.
Yeah.
So owls are real.
The owl did it.
Owls are real.
I hear like meowing outside my door too.
Really?
And true. Like birds, because like there's a big bush outside my window. So.
Yeah.
So gotta look out.
Birds in my window.
No.
Sorry, real quick, Remy. Sorry to dissect this, but birds live in bushes.
Yeah, they do. Their nests is in bushes.
They put their nests in the bushes.
Yeah.
This is really the first I've heard this fact in my entire life.
to the bears.
All the birds in our neighborhood live really close to the ground, which is stupid because there are stray cats in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I hear meowing outside my door.
That's true.
Whoa. Not
window.
Yeah.
You basically have a Looney Tunes situation right outside your door.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wish you luck. Okay, so now, do you all feel comfortable playing Landmark, more like Blandmark?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to be playing together as a family unit or separately as individuals competing in this capitalist world?
We'll go together. You don't have a Landmark in mind. We'll go together.
Well, it honestly, it
Remy
seems
wants
like,
to go by themselves.
Seems like Remy might.
Do you
listen.
Have a Landmark in mind?
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay. Do you need time to discuss as a family your strategy? Because you should do it on the mic.
No, we got it.
Okay, go for it.
I was eating.
I know you were.
Yeah. What were you? Sorry, really quick. You just kind of laid down that huge bit of information. What were you eating?
Ube.
Ramen.
Ramen.
Close.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that the spicy one?
Ooh, was it spicy?
No.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
All the kids are into.
Okay.
Well, yeah. You know, I like to eat noodles too, so I guess I'm kind of Gen Z myself, whatever.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, cool. So let's keep going. Here we go. What's this Landmark?
Okay, this Landmark. So our 1-star review for this Landmark is what? Go ahead.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's let's see. It's egregious, unnecessarily masculine.
Mm.
And
it doesn't look at all like its namesake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And too sharp.
Too sharp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too sharp.
Too sharp.
Let's see. Cuts the skyline a bit too harshly.
Okay. That's a good note. Let's see. Is that a pork burp?
Do you think you have a sense of what's happening here?
I think I'm getting close to it, but I feel like I need more clues.
Not enough. What's the, like, too tall.
Too tall. Too stark.
Too stark. That's true. Not enough windows.
Not enough windows.
Wow.
Too gray?
Oh. Is it that Washington, D.C. thing, the big stick?
Yep, yeah, that's right.
What is it called?
The big
Washington
stick.
Monument.
Washington Monument?
Yep. That's what it was.
The big stick.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Manolo, sometimes you shock me. You really do. You really shock me.
It's stick-like, right? Like,
the big stick.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you took it off the ground and threw it, a dog will catch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a huge dog statue and catch it.
Yeah.
You have to find a big dog statue.
The dog monument.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Listen, Remy, if that deal comes up to, you know, like who's going to design the dog monument, I think you should maybe put in, you know, just a bid for it.
Yeah. Ooh, a bib.
Do you have any ideas for what the dog monument could be?
I don't know.
You don't know? Mm-hmm.
Kind maybe of like
type of like famous breed dog.
Yeah.
Famous breed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most famous breed?
Chihuahua?
Chihuahua. Wow.
It's up there.
I like that.
What do you think is the second most famous breed?
Pitbull.
Pitbull. Oh, I am shocked by this. Okay.
Really?
I honestly, the first two I was thinking, I thought Remy would say these for sure. They didn't say not one of them, I was thinking. Okay, what's the third most famous dog breed?
You're just going to keep going.
Husky.
I could not be on less of the same page here. Okay.
What were you thinking, Joe?
Okay. Okay, here's what I was thinking just off the top of my head. Here we go. I think Golden Retriever is number one. I'd say Beagle is number two. And I'd say bulldog is number three.
Yeah.
Remy is not feeling this.
Wow.
I think it depends who you're talking to.
I mean, truly, truly. Remy, I can't believe it. Honestly, as someone who's a big fan of your art, can't believe how different we are right now. Whew, okay, I don't know if I'm going to recover from this. It must be a generational thing. Wow. Yeah.
Well, because we have a pit bull. So maybe that's where the she was galvanized for her.
Yeah. Wow. Remy?
Do you have a chihuahua?
No.
Yeah, where is this chihuahua propaganda coming from?
My sister has two.
The internet.
You watch them on TikTok? Yeah. Probably TikTok.
My little sister has two chihuahuas.
Two chihuahua mixes, yeah.
Yeah, see? They're cute.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
I saw three chihuahuas today. And then one of them peed, and then the other two peed.
That's what mine did, or my sister's did. It's kind of weird.
I think it's kind of fun. You know, it's kind of like, yep, okay, time to do that. Okay. Well,
the one my sister has, the second one will pee directly on the other ones, the first ones.
That's pleasant.
It's really like, pleasant. Let's add to this. I think it needs to be topped off, this puddle.
Wow. Yum. Thank you so much, Manolo, for that beautiful image.
Can I warm up your puddle?
On top of my beautiful image. Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, this has been pretty good. And I would say that you three do get a custom magnet. So congratulations.
Thanks.
Alex posted an update.
What is the update?
You could do it.
No, go do it. You have that great book on tape voice.
According to the American Kennel Club, the 2021 most popular dog breed full ranking list, breed number one is the retrievers, Labrador. Number two, French bulldogs.
Wow.
Number three, retrievers, golden.
Okay.
Number four, German shepherd dogs.
Okay.
Number five, poodles.
Poodles. Okay.
And then we got some of Joe's. Number six is bulldog.
Okay.
Seven is beagle.
Okay.
And then eight Rottweilers for some reason. Pointers.
Pointers.
Number nine and Dutch Hunds, the wiener dogs, number 10.
Wow.
I like how they clarified German shepherd dogs. if we would think that a German shepherd would be on the dog list.
Yeah,
German shepherd, just a German guy that deals with sheep. So that's really helpful.
You better clarify this.
Well, good point.
Retriever's golden. Are there any other?
I can't believe it.
There's Labrador.
Well, Labrador. Remy, I guess we were both wrong in a way. And I guess that makes...
You guys aren't real dog people.
Yeah, I guess it makes me kind of think maybe the American Kennel Club doesn't know what they're talking about.
Ooh. Oh,
shots fired. Oh, there we go.
Okay, well, this has been lovely. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for the drawing.
Goodbye. Okay, we're going to move on to a new game.
All right, are you ready? All right.
This game is called Somewhere Over the Manolo. It's submitted by Sarah Martin from Roland Park, Kansas.
I should have learned this song so I could do a cover, but I can't.
You can probably do it. Just learn it.
Just learn it. Let me look up the tabs.
Somewhere over the Manolo.
Somewhere cool. I don't know. You did it.
No, do you want me to tell you the chords?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know if I know them all, but.
Okay, we'll rainbow chords.
Do you have
For a guitar?
Yeah.
Oi. Okay, here we go.
All right.
First verse is G.
Okay.
BM, what's BM?
B minor. I forget B minor. What B is. It's this.
Uh-oh. Okay, C.
Okay, hold on.
Nope. Keep going.
Uh-huh. C.
B.
C, B?
No, C, G.
C, G.
There you go. C, G.
Somewhere over Manola.
And then C.
Somewhere
way up. And then G is high. C, Anna.
B, Anna?
No, C is
Anna.
And then G, games that you
dare
to
do.
Yay. D. Once in the E minor.
Once in a
Max Fun store.
The last chord is E minor?
E minor and then C.
Something about a store. We make a good band.
Yeah, usually bands just yell out chords as the other people play them, right?
Yeah, I've seen Back to the Future.
Same. Okay, that was, this is Somewhere Over the Manolo, submitted by Sarah Martin. The contestant sings a song about something, an activity, hobby, show, etc. they are into lately. Manolo and Joe decide if they are over it or into it. If they both are into it, the caller wins a custom magnet. If they have split votes, they have to sing about the same thing, but to the tune of Over the Rainbow. Another guest can help with the music if they don't know it. Oh, now we see that. Okay. Joe ends the game when she is over it. Okay. Cool. So let's talk to some people. Let's talk to Acacia from Honolulu, Hawaii. Acacia, are you there?
Hi. I was so dreading getting this one because I just woke up. I don't want to sing, but I'll just okay. do my best.
Okay. What's going on with you? You just woke up?
Yeah. So it's kind of late now, but when we got up, it was maybe 8:30, and my husband and I are just laying in bed. He doesn't want to participate, but he insists on listening in.
He's listening. Okay.
Yeah,
we appreciate
carefully that. Listening.
Carefully.
Ooh. It's a nice Saturday afternoon activity, I guess.
Yeah, Saturday morning for us, but super chill. It's a vibe.
Mm. Whoa. Is this like your major plan for today, or you got bigger plans?
Well, we had a brunch get canceled, so no plans. I don't know. Any suggestions?
The brunch got canceled?
Yeah, well, we scheduled. Okay.
What are you going to do for food?
I don't know. What are we going to do? Eggs Benedict.
I don't know. We're feeling really lazy, so we might go get some omelets. My husband loves omelets, and honestly, we eat them all day long, like not just for breakfast. I think we had an omelet for dinner the other night.
Yeah. What do you put in your omelets?
They're so good. I mean, that's like omelet? A fluffy egg. Usually like spinach, mushrooms, a really good cheese.
Into it.
Into it. No, I think we do it the French style. I think it's where you cook the egg separate, you know, the filling separate.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's basic, just spinach, mushrooms. We love it on everything. Pizza, pasta. Yeah.
Wait, what did you just say about pizza and pasta?
Spinach and mushrooms is pizza toppings and also in pasta.
Okay, I understand now. I think I skipped one beat in there, and that was the one beat where you might have were just like, and that I thought this was a list of things you were putting in your omelet. So now I'm back.
I think I would eat a pizza omelet.
That would, I mean, is it the omelet on a pizza or is it a pizza slice and an omelet.
That one's hard. That second option is hard.
What I'm thinking. I'm thinking pepperoni, tomato sauce, and cheese in an omelet.
I don't know.
I could see it. That's kind of like I could see like someone who does keto doing something like that. You know how they make like a pizza crust out of cauliflower or chicken?
Yeah. Oh,
or
like sure.
Weird stuff.
Yeah, but they just use an omelet, an egg. I don't know.
Hmm. Okay.
It would be, I would call it a breakfast stromboli.
That's a great name.
Start a brunch restaurant.
Only spinach and mushrooms and pizza? Pizza breakfast omelets?
Pizza omelets.
And pizza omelets. Just perfect. Wow. Do you feel like, does the love of omelets kind of translate to all like, kind of like make your own situation? Is this like a love of the make your own?
Oh, the made to order kind of stuff.
Like, it's like, are you two big fans of frozen yogurt? You know what I mean?
Not too much. I think it's more so our love of eggs, and because of inflation, and we live in Hawaii and everything is super expensive here. Eggs are like easy, healthy protein. So yes. We love just eggs on top of like a steaming bowl of rice, some chili crunch. Super simple.
Sounds amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's more about the eggs.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
Okay. I think that I will say this is that I used to think that like basically I used to get this one kind of rice and I thought it took an hour and a half to make. And so I never made it. But I realized I was reading it wrong the whole time. It took 45 minutes. And so now I've been making rice nonstop.
Wait, what do you mean? What were you reading wrong?
I just read it as hour and a half. And I don't know how I did, but I was like, I don't have an hour and a half to make this.
Wait, just for steamed rice?
Yep, that's what I was reading. And I was reading it incorrectly.
Oh, I don't know. Do you guys have rice cookers? Or are you just cooking this on the stove?
I was cooking it on the stove, but it wasn't supposed to take. There's not a world where it should be cooking for an hour and a half, I don't think, but
that's more of a bean situation.
This was a user error, I would say.
How long does it take for a rice cooker? Is it like 20 minutes?
20 minutes?
Yeah.
20?
Shorter, no, right? Yeah, it's really fast. So, I mean, we eat rice almost every day and it's super fast with the rice cooker. I mean, I know a lot of people don't eat rice often enough to justify purchasing a rice cooker, but you can't beat 20 minutes.
You cannot beat 20 minutes.
Joe,
don't
go out and buy a rice cooker. Just wait for your birthday. I know exactly what to get.
Well, you know what I was also really intrigued by is air fryers.
Oh yeah. I'm waffling. I'm on the fence with that. You don't have one?
No. Acacia, do you have an air fryer?
Yes. Yes, we do. I mean, we use it for everything. It's not just, you know, heating up frozen French fries. It's reheating leftovers, maybe a leftover spinach mushroom pizza slice.
Whoa, you'd put an omelet in there? Could you cook an egg?
maybe we'll try that for breakfast today and report back to you folks.
Wow. You know what really, really killed me? What got me thinking this is the best thing ever? Okay, so I bought a pie, right, from the store. And is, you know, pie from the store is fine. It's fine. Right? It's not bad. Obviously, it's pie. However, somebody was like, let's put it in the air fryer. Wow. That stuff got good.
Yeah. You didn't bread it first.
No, I did not bread my pie, but it was a sensation.
Was it?
Oh, sorry. No, I was going to give you guys a tip. So
yes,
I had a reheated pie. It wasn't in an air fryer. It was in a regular oven, but the person heating it up put a
pat of butter on top of the crust.
What?
Yeah. And so
like spread when it around, like coated the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it heated up in the oven, it was just this glistening, like extra brown,
like an egg wash
butter. Yeah. It was like really a game changer, especially for like a grocery store pie.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. A lot of things are happening and I'm taking notes. This is
an educational episode.
This is a really educational episode.
I didn't expect to talk about food so much. I thought like, oh, Hawaii, everyone's always like, oh, what's that like? But we just talked about eggs and pie.
Well, that's not what we think. That's what we think it's like now. We think it's kind of an egg place.
Adam asked, what kind of pie? Joe.
Oh, for me?
Or acacia? But I guess both of you?
Mine was an apple pie.
Mine was too! Okay, well. Wow. Okay.
So much in common.
Same team.
So much in common, honestly. It's like, me and Remy, it was really tough. You know what I mean? But, well. Okay, so, okay. Are you ready to... So, we do appreciate you singing this song from bed, and it could be anything. It could be something about Hawaii, it could be something about your life, it could be an activity or a hobby or a show or a rice cooker, whatever you want, and then we will decide if we're over it or into it. Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, does it have to be to the theme or to the tune of Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
No. But if that helps. We did come up with the chords, if that helps.
Okay, I think I have to because I can't think of another tune. Okay. Okay. Somewhere over the hitman, he loves acting, and there's lots of drama and this other bald guy.
Wow.
I'm into that song.
I'm into that. Well, singing, well, really beautiful send up of Barry there.
Yay! Got it.
That was great.
Well, Custom Magnet is being sent to you.
Woo! Thank you so much. Thank you
so much. Okay. Wow. Say hi to your husband. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, husband.
Goodbye. Thank you, sir. Okay. So, okay. Let's talk to Matt in Liverpool. Matt, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Matt.
What's going on with you?
Sorry to keep you waiting. All the way in Liverpool.
It's nearly 9 p.m.
Is
it?
Oh,
my God.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Yes. Yeah.
Now you told Alex that you won a competition. What was this competition and what did you win?
I won a lifetime supply of books.
How many books is that roughly?
Well, it depends how long I live.
Wow. And what was this competition?
It was a bookshop in London that was running it. And so once a month, I get sent a book that's to do with my interests.
So one book a month.
Mm.
And what did you say your interest was?
I like sci-fi and music. I've had a wide variety.
You don't think that you're running out of books? Like, are you at the point where it's like, oh, I'm reading some bad sci-fi, but that's all they have?
No, it's just been quite a good mix. Good. Yeah, there's been quite a few of them though, so there's just books all over the house. The
Yeah, what are you gonna do with all of it?
What was the competition you did to? What did you do?
It was just a prize draw, so I just had to say what book I would take. I think it was what book I would take to Mars with me, and then they just randomly draw someone. Wow. That was the one I got drawn. Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody that wins a lot, or was this your first time?
No, hardly ever. So yeah, this is a massive, massive.
So, So it's like a raffle. Did you have to buy a lot of raffles just to raise your chances?
No, just one entry. I just did one entry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, mine was the one that was picked.
Wow.
Whoa.
Matt, that is really, that's a cool thing. That's a really cool thing.
It's cool, yeah. Gonna have to start building furniture out of books at this rate, though.
Wow.
Not that many of them.
Wait, what about furniture?
I'm gonna have to start building furniture out of books. There's not many of them, just piled around the house.
Yeah, so yeah, you don't know where to keep them.
No, no.
So is this turning into a problem for you?
It is, yes. Yeah.
It's the curse, the monkey's paw.
Used every single shelf in the house so far and still not enough room.
Oh, no.
So you keep your books, you don't give them away?
No, I lend them out, but then I get them back.
You get them back?
I make sure.
You have good friends? What are you talking about?
How do you make sure to get them back? Truly, how do you make sure?
I just remember. I don't really keep a spreadsheet.
But you're like, can I get that book back?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, constantly.
Wow. Okay. I've never had the courage to ask for anything back that I've lent out. Once it's lent out, basically I've just given it to them.
That's gone forever.
Yeah. Gone forever.
I have a friend who does that, but they're like expensive electronic music stuff.
What?
It's they have a problem with collecting things that they don't know how to use. And then they'll be like, do you want to borrow this? And I was like, sure, I'll borrow it. And then they never ask for it back.
Okay. I think it's on you to give it back.
Okay.
Can I tell you this, though? I knew, like, my neighbor was like, can I borrow your wine opener? And I knew that I was never going to ask for it back. I kissed it goodbye. As I was walking over there, I gave it a little kiss. I said, never see you again.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you gave the worst one.
No, I mean, I only had one.
You only had one?
Yep.
So they made it your job to buy a new wine opener instead of yours.
I could have said something. This problem is not on the neighbor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but would you have been like, sorry, I'm a little attached to it, or I don't want to have to go out and get a new one?
No, because I'm not attached to a wine opener.
Why not?
Wow.
Oh, the stories a wine opener can tell.
Oh my gosh. Just sound like my mom. Okay, Matt, are you attached to other things or just the books?
Just the books. I don't really have sentimental attachment to many inanimate objects now.
Are you a fast reader? Like you're done in less than a week and it's like...
Fairly fast. So once a month sometimes is enough. So sometimes I have to come buy my own books, which is adding to the problem.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's a real problem.
No.
You have to be given. Oh.
Do you have book recommendations for this month?
Oh,
you should start a book club or something.
Yes. Yes.
Our favorite authors.
It's really tough to recommend books.
It is, because you don't know what.
Matt is what responsible right now for you starting a book and being like, this book is nasty. And then Matt's going
to
be like,
that comes back to me.
Yeah. And Matt was just trying to do a not disappoint his podcast host friends, and look at us saying, that book was nasty.
And then I have to tell Alex to ban you. And
I'll never get that
banned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about it, but just so you know, like, I would never do it if I were you, but.
I'll take your advice then.
Yeah. Think about it.
All right.
So are you, okay. So do you have a song that you'd like to do?
Yeah. Well, I think I'll stick to Somewhere Over the Rainbow as well.
Okay.
But I could do with the chords being yelled at me. I think that would help.
You want the chords yelled at you?
You know what I realized is I was playing the wrong chord of B minor. I was playing E minor instead, or D minor. Anyway, whatever.
Do you want to redo it?
It was a perfect rendition otherwise.
I could try. Okay. I don't know how long I do it.
Are you ready?
Yep.
G. B minor. C. G. Okay, well, okay, it is, Matt, I appreciate you giving Manolo the space to practice his chords.
You could just yell at him while he sings. I think that's what he wanted.
Yeah, that'll help.
Okay, Matt, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go for it.
Somewhere over the rainbow, football season's back. My team are playing on Monday. I hope that they bring the trophy back.
Wow. I mean, I'm definitely into it. What about you, Manolo?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not familiar with the football, but
the rhyming of back with back was inspiring.
That was inspiring.
It was sublime.
I have a feeling that Manolo might rhyme back with back in a future theme song.
I might.
You might knock it out. Rule it. Okay. Wow. Matt, you're getting a custom magnet. Congratulations. Oh, I hope amazing. You find room in those books.
Me too. I can use it as a bookmark.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Great. It's all worked out.
Mm. Oh, worked out. Okay. Bye, Matt. Talk to you soon. Bye. Okay. Bye. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Okay. One magnet a year.
What can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Lifetime supply of magnets. Okay, so this is now a word from our sponsor.
Should we do it with the ice cream truck in the background?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a Jumbotron.
We do.
Yes. And this Jumbotron is for Cam, and it's from Megan.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read in Megan's words?
Okay. This is what Megan says, Cam. It is the following. Happy year of Cam to all. In case you didn't know, this is the year of Cam. My friend Cam, dedicated Dr. Game Show fan, who even listens to all the sponsored messages and never skips them, is having a great year. He has really leveled up, and I'm so proud of him. Yay, Cam. Cam is great, and everybody loves Cam. Cam, 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 is what Megan wrote.
Wow, what a Jumbotron. Thank you so much, Megan. And
congrats on leveling up, Cam.
Congrats, Cam.
Hey, I want dinners that work for me, not the other way around.
Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well.
Yeah, I knew that. I also knew that Green Chef is now offering more customization than ever before with new organic and wild-caught protein options. Swap the protein in any meal that features chicken, beef, and salmon to suit your taste, and they'll deliver their recipes tailored to you directly to your front door. Did you know that?
No, did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that, and I also knew that their fast and fit meals have under 700 calories and are ready in 25 minutes or less.
Did you know that?
Uh-huh. Also, did you know that Green Chef's pre-made and pre-measured sauces, dressings, and spices get you more chef-curated flavor in less time? Did you know that?
No? Did you know that?
Yeah. I also knew that I ate 3 meals that were fun to prep and made me feel good about myself because I felt productive and accomplished. And then I ate the whole meal up and everyone is always impressed.
Whoa.
Did you know that?
No, did you know that?
Yeah. I also knew that if you go to greenchef.com/gameshow135 and use code gameshow135 to get $135 off across 5 boxes and your first box ships free. That's greenchef.com/gameshow135 and code gameshow135 to get 135 off across 5 boxes and your first box ships free. Did you know that?
No, did you know that?
Yeah. Thank you, Green Chef, for sponsoring our podcast.
It could happen to you. You're all grown up now, a professional adult with diverse interests and hobbies. And one of those hobbies is video games.
You just can't help it. They're so good now.
If that's you, we're here to tell you, you are completely normal.
I'm Maddie Myers.
I'm Jason Schreier.
And I'm Kirk Hamilton. And together we form Triple Click, a podcast about video games.
If you think you might be a person who likes video games, we hope you'll give Triple Click a listen.
Triple Click, new episodes every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Hey, kid. Your dad tell you about the time he broke Steven Dorff's nose at the Kids' Choice Awards?
In Dead Pilot Society, scripts that were developed by studios and networks but were never produced are given the table reads they deserve.
When I was a kid, I had to spend my Christmas break filming a PSA about angel dust. So yeah, being a kid sucks sometimes.
Presented by Andrew Reich and Ben Blacker. Dead Pilot Society, twice a month on MaximumFun.org.
You know, the show you like, that hobo with the scarf who lives in a magic dumpster.
Doctor Who?
Yeah! And we're back. This next game is called Cat or Dog. It's a winning game from last episode submitted by Delphi Collard from Winchester, England. Mm-hmm. Manolo, do you want to try a theme song?
I'll try... I think my guitar is out of tune, and that's the real issue.
Okay.
All right. Cat or dog? Cat or dog?
What is going on with you over there?
Is it a cat or a dog?
Whoa.
That's
now you
what's
were
going
giggling
on.
Through that song too. I do believe you were. Okay, you were giggling through that song, and I want to know what was making you giggle through that song.
I was just thinking of a scene in Barry when the dogs are running in the backyard. Do you remember that one?
No.
So Henry Winkler was running through the backyards, and then there's one shot where it's a couple in the dining room, and you see him running across the yard through the window, and then like 20 million dogs chase after him. And in the meantime, the couple is like, we have to break up. And then the other one was like, why? And then she said, it's because of all the dogs. You have too many dogs. Yeah, Acacia got it. It was such a good... It's like one of those things where it's like you don't realize... You forget that it's also a comedy, so it just hits you. I don't know. Just smart jokes.
It hit you hard.
It hit me hard. What? In like months after I saw it while playing a guitar.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Trying to get the chords right.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm thrilled for you. I'm thrilled.
Did you see it?
No. Should I watch it?
Yeah. I think as a if you're a filmmaker or anything creative, I think it's worth watching.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's like some things in it that you've never seen before.
Whoa.
Some situations.
Okay.
Give it a go. Give it a whirl.
Okay. I'll give it a whirl.
That's the Manolo recommendation.
That is a nice Manolo recommendation. Okay, so this last game is called Cat or Dog, and here's what Delphi writes. My uncle recently claimed that all animals are ultimately cats or dogs. A walrus, basically a big aquatic dog. So the rules, Joe will give the contestant an animal. The contestant will categorize said animal as either a cat or a dog, giving a brief explanation to justify their decision. Manolo will then judge whether the explanation is sufficient. If so, he will declare that's the cat's meow. If not, he will say,
"You bring shame on me, darling."
Oh, no.
And yourself.
No. I hate this one.
Right? That's the one you want.
I hate this one.
Dang, Darwin. No. You have ugly shoes. Still wearing that.
I hate this one. Okay. Okay. I feel like you get in Super Mario, like when he eats the mushroom, he gets twice as big.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when I mess up on Dr. Game Show, you get twice as big. Me messing up is your mushroom.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So let's play with some people on this Zoom that we haven't talked to yet. Let's talk to Noah in Boston. Noah, are you there?
I'm here.
Noah, what's going on?
Not too much. I'm sitting in my kitchen in my new home in Boston.
New home?
Yeah, I just moved here from Brooklyn.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How's the move?
It was pretty good. I moved in the midst of the heat wave, so that was unfortunate, but I paid for movers first time in my life, and they were my heroes.
It's a big change.
Yeah.
It is a big change.
Are you acclimating to Boston?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. And I would say every day that goes by, I like it a little more and more.
Whoa.
That sounds about right.
Why did you move to Boston?
Well, my partner, who's also named Noah, coincidentally, goes to graduate school here. And I moved up to be with him because we were doing distance for a year.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow. This will be great. And yeah. Okay. And so you're living in Boston and just so you know, I do hear it gets cold. Okay.
You heard that?
I did. Yeah.
Do you think that is where you're gonna stay after the other Noah graduates?
That is a really good question. I gave my job a 1-year commitment.
Mm.
We think we'd like to move back to New York.
Mm.
But the future is uncertain. So I'm open to anything at this point.
New York, I would say, also gets cold.
Yeah. I went to college in Minnesota. And
oh, gosh.
I feel... Mm-hmm.
So that's not even an issue.
Yeah. I've got a great coat.
I doubt, you know what the issue would be? Oh, yeah. What is it?
Probably the driving.
Oh, sure. I will say this, though. I talked to some people in Minnesota this year. I think it was like in December, and I talked to them on Zoom, and I didn't understand how they were alive. I didn't understand.
You know, I used to leave the house in the morning on my way to class, and on the coldest days, I would just stand on the front steps and I would breathe in the cold air, and my nose hairs would turn to icicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, it was usually pretty refreshing and like,
what?
Have you never experienced such cold, Joe?
No, never. Never experienced such cold.
Was it after a shower?
I don't even think so, although maybe. I can't remember.
That's bad. Really bad.
Yeah. I'll take it to the extreme heat, though.
Okay.
I'm the same. Okay. I was just talking about that, where it's, I think... I always forget what the winters are like, but I always complain about what the summers are like.
Interesting.
And I would rather be in the cold weather.
Interesting. Okay, so you moved to Boston. Have you made any friends? I mean, no pressure, but have you made any friends?
You know, I've reconnected with a lot of people that I haven't been in touch with in a while.
Okay.
Was invited for dinner last night at a friend who we've only really spent time on Zoom together, and I was invited over to his house for a meal, so that was nice. But you know, my partner Noah is actually not even here yet.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. So we're moving in together, but so far I'm the only one that's moved in.
Oh my gosh, where is other Noah?
He is in California, and he'll be back at the end of next week.
Oh my gosh!
So you moved in without him.
Yeah, pretty funny. I mean, it sort of feels like he's going to be moving into my place now.
Whoa. You're going to show him around?
Yeah, I'll show him around. Like, this is where the silverware goes. This is how we do things in this house.
Oh, it's awesome. Sick. Oh, that's sick. Okay, cool. Okay, and you're a rabbi, is that correct?
As of a couple months ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yay. Congrats.
That is a big congrats.
Thank you. Wow. Five years of school.
5 years of school?
That's right. On top of college.
Oh my goodness. You have been in school for a really long time.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have lasted.
Oh, there are many times when I thought I wouldn't.
I went to a 2-year trade school, and my oldest sister went to my quote unquote graduation ceremony, where it was during the time where they told us that we're not going to find any work. And she was like, yeah, 2 years, that's kind of when I dropped out. So that makes sense.
Well, dang. Yeah, you just had to take that.
And I was like, hey, I did it right.
Okay. Well, if that's the takeaway from that, then yes, perfect. Perfect. Actually, Manolo, you turned out pretty good though. Maybe that trade school was good.
What was the trade? Can I ask?
It was some weird loophole-y thing, but it was multimedia design. So it wasn't like a trade. Sorry to say.
Okay, well, but, we'll accept.
Yeah, but I would say I only turned out fine after like, I don't know, 20 years of wandering, I guess, bewilderment.
I think you turned out really good, to be honest. All right.
So far, so good, yeah. I think, I feel like I just landed on my feet.
I see. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, this trade school should be really proud that they produced a graduate like you, Manolo.
Wow.
Shucks.
Dang. Can't argue with that, can you?
Yeah. So I did look them up, and they all went under.
What?
So they're
counting on you, Manolo.
Big time.
They were waiting for me for my donation, but it took me so long.
Dang, too long. Well, Noah, so far it seems like this school's really done good for you too. You seem like you're in pretty good shape. You know what I mean?
Yeah, onward and upward.
Well, I would say so up to an extent. They lost my diploma.
What?
Maybe I should say FedEx lost it. I'm not sure who to blame. But it's missing, and they're going to have to reprint it and re-sign it when the faculty returns in the fall. So,
oh my gosh.
Like, just that little bit of closure that's missing, which shouldn't be that important, actually. But a little ironic.
That's bad. That's bad. They should not lose that.
Make sure you update your address on their computer system. I don't know how it works.
It's probably on their computer system. That's probably a good guess. On a
Google Doc.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So Noah, are you ready to play this game? I feel like we've grilled you a lot, but in a way that it seems, I hope, comes off as kind. Hard to say.
You're sure. You know, and I'm a cat and dog person. Equal opportunity.
Interesting. So okay.
This game.
Are there any in the house?
There are two cats in the house. I do not have a dog at the present moment. But there are two cats here.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, we're ready for you. Okay, so I'm going to give you an animal. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. I will tell you that the animal you're about to deal with is hippo.
Hippo.
Of course you say hippo.
Hippo.
Let's see. I will declare that a hippo is essentially just a big, ancient, goofy, wet dog. And I say this because hippos and dogs both have that dumb smile on their face when they're splashing around. And they like making a mess, don't care about a little mud. And dogs are pretty loyal. And, you know, I believe hippos are too.
You think hippos are loyal?
Hippos are loyal.
Yeah, they say a hippo is a caveman's best friend.
It's true. It is what they say.
They do say that?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
But they say that,
huh? Heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
On the radio you heard it.
On the horn, on the morning horn.
The old gramophone.
Well, yeah. If you've heard it on the gramophone, then it must be wow.
The cat's meow.
Okay, listen, I'm going to give it to... What do you think it's the cat's meow?
I think that's the cat's meow.
Wow, Noah. You have so much to tell other Noah because you just won a custom magnet.
Thank you. I will put it on my fridge.
Oh my gosh, wait, do you have any on your fridge right now?
Oh, I do. In fact, this collection has come with me a long way from different places I've lived.
Wow.
Whoa.
I've got a magnet from Israel, a magnet from San Francisco, a magnet from Yosemite, and these strange portraits from this art gallery I went to once in Mississippi. And they're of like Spanish, like royalty in the 15th century or something. Beautiful art pieces on my wall. So your magnet is just going to outshine them all.
Thank you so much. It means the world to hear that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Noah.
Later.
Wow. Talk to you soon. Okay, now let's talk to Rob in Stowe, Ohio. Rob, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, Rob, what's happening?
Hi, Rob.
Nothing much. It was funny at the beginning of the show. You said the listeners would just stare at a blank wall when listening to the podcast. And I was, when you said that, I was just absentmindedly staring at a blank wall.
Yeah, we were looking at you and
yeah, we were thinking about you. Oh, and you're a student and an actor. Is this true?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell us more.
Okay. I like Manolo, I also went to a 2-year college and got a degree in like digital media video technologies or whatever.
Was it called like an associate's degree for like specialized technology or something like that?
It was called like, yeah, like that, or like, I don't even know what it is, but it's definitely an associate's degree of that like ilk.
Yeah.
And I'm transferring to a different college to get my bachelor's in said field.
Hey, congrats.
Mm. Hey, thanks.
Who was that? Who's with you?
Oh, that was also just me.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay. And so what else is going on? So are you in a play right now?
No. Well, it's hard to find shows to do in the summer because I don't want to do Shakespeare outside in the heat.
Because you don't like the heat?
I just don't. it's a combination of like lights and being outside in the heat, and just it gets hot on stage. But I did how do I describe it again? It was a small YouTube series for like a film troupe. No, oh God, I can't talk anymore.
No, it's okay. We're with you. A YouTube series?
Yeah, it's a choose your own adventure type thing. So you click at the end of the video. And I did that, and it was called Werewolves in Ohio, which was the only reason I think I really auditioned for it.
Werewolves in Ohio?
Oh, sorry, Werewolves
in Ohio. Oh, Werewolves.
Oh, that's fun.
But they changed the name to Tread Carefully. I'm kind of sad.
Oh. I like Werewolves in Ohio.
Me too.
It's a fun name. I love it. But
I think that would pique my interest more. Werewolves in Ohio? What?
Were you a werewolf in this play?
I mean,
it was a video series.
Oh, in the video series, were you a werewolf?
I mean, maybe.
Oh my gosh, how depends exciting. Which,
it depends where you click.
It does actually.
I'm video minded too.
You would say you're video minded, Manolo?
Yeah, it's all about where you click. If you see things like a video minded person does, man, it's all about where you click, right?
Right.
Man.
Wow, you two are connecting in a pretty weird way. But okay, cool. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so now how are you feeling about playing these games with us? You feel like you want to play these games?
I mean, I'm ready to go. I think I'm ready.
You feel like you have a sense of cat and dog?
I think so. I thought a hippo would be a cat, but I was convinced as he was talking that it was a dog. So
yeah, you forgot how loyal those things are.
It's known fact about hippos, so loyal.
Do you have any animals in your house?
Oh, good.
No, but I'm surrounded by people on all sides that have dogs. So
surrounded by dog people.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself a dog person or just a dog people person?
I think I consider myself more of a dog people person because I like dogs, but I'm allergic to both cats and dogs. So
yeah. So you just like it when the dog hair is on someone else's clothes.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, they have a dog. And, I don't have that mess.
Yeah. Secondhand petting.
Yes.
Well, okay. So what, you ready for this? It's going to be kind of messed up, but I think you're going to do well with this.
Okay. Bring it on.
Rhinoceros.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Rhinoceros.
I think they're a cat.
What?
Okay, here's the thing. So, you know, cats, we'd say like they're agile creatures, and that definitely does not fit a rhino at all. Mm-hmm. But also, rhinos, they're big, but I don't see them like running or bouncing around a lot. And that's like the like kind of like the laziness of a cat, just kind of lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And like and then like do fast movements, but then go back to lounging. And that, yeah.
You think rhinos do fast movements, but then go back to lounging?
I mean, when you say it like that, it sounds ridiculous.
But you think so?
I think so. Okay. I think they, because like they charge, I guess.
Sure. But
I don't imagine like, when I imagine dogs, I imagine like bouncing around happy. And that seems more like not a rhino.
I heard that it was like on one of those Discovery channels or something that if a rhino is charging at you, you take a giant cardboard box out and throw it across the land and they'll just go into it.
Cardboard box? Who's got that?
They just jump into the cardboard boxes. They'll hide in it. And then if you put your hand through the cracks, their horns will like jut out really quick. Trying to grab you with their horn.
Well, it's messed up what you're doing here, but what do you think, Manolo?
Is a rhino like a cat?
Yes.
I think that's the rhinoceros's meow.
Well, Rob.
Yeah?
Something happened, Rob.
Rob, something happened.
Did I win a custom magnet?
You did. So. You really did.
Woo!
Wow. Congratulations, custom magnet. Congratulations. Great job, Rob. Now, Rob, we have you, would you vote for cat or dog somewhere over the Manolo or a landmark more like Blandmark?
I think I got to go with somewhere over the Manolo.
Okay. You got it. Okay. Thank you so much, Rob, for playing and for calling in today. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, let's talk to our friend, Acacia. Acacia, are you there?
Hi, yes, we are friends, Joe.
What are you
How about
for?
Your husband? Is your husband still in bed?
No, he left the room.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to vote for somewhere over the Manolo because I think it's wrong that you make players sing on this podcast.
Kind of twisted.
It's pretty twisted. But I loved Matt's rendition of that song he did, so I'm going to vote for that.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for your honesty and feedback. It is always appreciated. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. No, thank you. Okay. We're going to talk to Nikki. Remember Nikki? What's Nikki voting for?
Hey, Nikki.
I'm gonna vote for landmark. Whoa. Landmark. Like the rule that that you win even if you do bad.
Oh, okay. It's like a win-win sitch.
Nice opportunity.
I understand. Thank you, Nikki. Happy birthday, dog. Talk to you soon, Nikki. Okay, goodbye. Okay, let's talk to Adam and Remy. And is everybody still there? Kendra, are you still there too?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you all voting for?
We're divided.
Okay, that's fine.
You get a single vote or all three of us?
You get all three of you get votes.
Okay, what do you want, Remy? What do you think? I think somewhere over the Manolo because people always end up singing better than they think they do. And it's always nice to hear that.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for cat or dog.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ben?
I'm going to vote for the cat or dog.
Wow.
Ooh, okay. Outvoted.
Wow. Well, interesting. Always interesting to hear this kind of split up vote. Okay. Talk to you soon. Okay. Well, let's talk to Noah. Remember Noah? Noah, what are you voting for?
I'm going to go with somewhere over the Manolo. I think it has the most potential. The other two are great, solid games. Somewhere over the Manolo has a lot of potential to grow.
Wow. Thank you so much, Noah, for that potential. Wow. And he muted himself. Okay. Let's talk to Matt. Matt in Liverpool. Matt, what are you voting for?
I think I got to go for somewhere over Washington's Big Stick.
Oh.
that was my favorite game.
Easy,
Wow. Washington's Big Stick. Okay.
Somewhere
perfect.
Over it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Matt. Really appreciate you coming in hot for that one. Beautiful. Okay, well, we got...
How do you play that game?
No. Okay, so then it looks like somewhere over the Manolo is actually the winning game. So congrats to Sarah Martin for being the winner of this. And Manolo, that's the end of the show. So Manolo, would you want to play us out?
I have a question. What do you think everyone was all six odd?
Yeah. I would say so. Would
all
you say
six,
so?
Sure. I guess so. I guess everyone was odd.
I would say so. In a really great way.
In a great way.
In a great way. Haven't talked to a normal person yet. In a great way.
In years.
In a years. In a great way.
All right.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. I'll try to do it again.
Special thanks to our producer, Alex Adayan, our mixer, Andy Kristen, theme song by Big Huge. And Manolo, did you want to plug anything, a project or two?
Oh, My thing's not being released yet because it's going to be on a show and I have to tweak it and stuff.
It's going
to
be on a show?
No. Just like a live show at Littlefield.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
Thanks. But you could keep up with the news at Manolo something on Instagram.
Excellent. All right. You can always submit your game show ideas by visiting drgameshow.com and following the link to the submission form. What are you going about now?
I just keep messing up.
I thought you were thinking about another episode of Barry here. Well.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay,
that's
I it. Think so. Okay, well, listen, everyone's welcome to stick around for the Manolo Minute. This is a minute where Manolo suggests something.
I suggest something?
Or you kind of talk about whatever you want, but
yeah.
This could kind of veer into suggestions, which could be pretty nice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Here we go. The minute starts now.
Well, there's that time, remember, a little bit ago when you said that I grew bigger. That reminded me I got my first bathroom scale, and I've never owned a scale and I never knew what my weight was, and I finally got one because there's always that thing where you have to like fill out a form and you have to tell everyone how much you weigh, and I would never know, so I'd always put NA. And this time, yeah, and so I weighed myself and now I know what I weigh. And I would suggest you do the same as you approach filling out forms.
Sorry, can we just go back real quick? You said you were, what did you, what is this, what was the jumping off point for this?
When you said that I grew big.
You grew big?
You said I grew big.
I said you grew big.
Every time when you mess up.
Oh, the mushroom. Big. I understand.
I gain weight.
No. Okay.
It's like, oh no, I accidentally put a hamburger in your salad.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. Well, I understand now.
Yeah. Oops. How did you get bricks in your pockets? No. I don't know.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the Manolo Minute. I find that with the scale, depending on where I put it in the bathroom, I could weigh very different things. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. I mean, you know, who cares? It's just to fill out forms.
Yeah. I would go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know.
I have to get my Portuguese accent checked.
Yeah, you really need to go to the doctor for that. Okay. Well, thank you all very much for this beautiful episode. And thanks for being a part of it. And have a great rest
thanks
of your day.
Thanks for being odd. Bye. Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.